The village of Hartford, Illinois, near St. Louis, was built on gasoline. It's home to a big refinery. And over the decades, millions of gallons of gas leaked into the ground from rusted underground pipes. Oil companies say they're addressing the problem, but some Hartford residents fear nothing can be done, and they're asking for a buyout. From member station KWMU, Matt Sepik reports.
A monument to Lewis and Clark rises along the Mississippi riverbank just outside of Hartford. At the other edge of town stand rusty metal towers of an aging oil refinery. Hartford sits where the Mississippi and Missouri rivers meet. Explorers found it a good setting-off point, so do barge captains who ship gasoline. But the village is located between the river terminal and the refineries, and underneath are about 20 pipelines. They carry gas and other products from the plants to the barges. More than a few have leaked over the past 80 years, leaving a layer of gasoline under the town. That's why several environmental inspectors are here in Hartford visiting Bob Langan on a recent hot summer morning. They roam through Langan's house with an expensive piece of equipment about the size of a phone book. The unit draws in air with a compressor and sniffs it for petroleum byproducts. The test doesn't turn up anything this time, but Langan says sometimes he gets a whiff of something nasty.
It's hard to describe. It's a strange odor. And mostly other people notice it. Because living in Hartford, your nose gets immune to some of this stuff. But other people come to my house, they come and walk in the door and say, "My God, your house stinks, Bob."
And it's not just the smell. In the 1960s, residents began to report unexplained fires. There have also been more than a few explosions. Government and industry officials have made sporadic attempts to control the problem. In the 70s, Illinois state officials forced Clark Oil to dig wells and pump up the petroleum. In the 90s, vacuum pumps went in to try to suck out the vapors. Neither system worked that well. Now Clark's successor, Premcor, and two other companies are going house to house at the direction of the EPA. Bob Miner is a spokesman for the companies.
We are making an offer to everyone in the northern part of Hartford to install a vent fan as a safety or precaution measure to create a vapor barrier in their basement, and then also we're offering a combustible gas meter. So those are regardless of whether we have found any issue or need.
Miner says that's only part of the mitigation effort. The group is also upgrading the dozen village-wide vapor wells and will try to pump out the gas. But even if that's possible, environmental experts say it could take decades. Still, many residents are convinced nothing will work. Longtime resident Carshall Rigdon says odors in his basement come and go, especially when groundwater rises and pushes up vapors. But he says the real problem is that no one in their right mind would buy his house.
I don't know why they just don't buy his house. I got the prettiest home in Hartford here at the North End. And I've spent all my money in it for all my life, and now all this has happened. It ain't worth a dang cent.
For that reason, Rigdon and about 100 other plaintiffs are suing the oil companies that did business in Hartford. The companies have spent millions of dollars trying to curb this problem, but critics charge they're doing the minimum while trying to avoid having to buy out the town. Whether litigation or mitigation will win in the end is something that could take decades to find out. Meanwhile, the smell of gas vapors could still plague the town built on the refinery business. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Louis.